AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The U.S. and Cuba now have full diplomatic relations. Cuban flag raised at the Cuban embassy in Washington today. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest.
Today's openings are the result of respectful dialogue between the United States and the Republic of Cuba following the December 17th announcements by President Obama and President Raul Castro to reestablish diplomatic relations between our two nations.
Secretary of State John Kerry will travel to Havana for a flag-raising ceremony at the U.S. Embassy there on August 14th. Another diplomatic effort, the Iran nuclear agreement, unanimously approved by the U.N. Security Council. Samantha Power, U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., says the pact is a good start.
So while this deal does not address many of our profound concerns, if implemented, it would make the world safer and more secure.
A truck driver is charged after a weekend crash kills four women on New York's Long Island. Warren Levinson has more.
Suffolk County District Attorney Thomas Spoda says the investigation of a crash that killed four young women on a Long Island wine tasting tour is in the very early stages. It took place about 75 miles east of New York City when a pickup truck smashed broadside into a limousine making a U-turn. Spoda says the limo driver says he never saw the truck, but another driver farther back says he saw it all.
And he has described to the police that the limo was turning right in front of the truck and the crash occurred.
The truck driver has been charged with driving while intoxicated and was arraigned in his hospital room. Four other women and the limo driver were also hospitalized. Warren Levinson, New York.
A county clerk in Kentucky says she prayed and fasted for months before deciding to stop issuing marriage licenses once the Supreme Court legalized same-sex marriage. Rowan County Clerk Kim Davis testified today in a federal hearing in a lawsuit brought against her by two gay couples and two straight couples. She says the First Amendment to the Constitution gives her the right to not issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples because it violates her religious beliefs. On Wall Street, the Dow's up 22. This is AP Radio News. The attorney for an excavator operator charged in the Philadelphia building collapse that killed six people 2 years ago says his client plans to plead guilty tomorrow to charges including involuntary manslaughter and causing a catastrophe. A crowdfunding project shoots for the moon. Our Matt Small explains.
Man first set foot on the moon July 20th in 1969, and that man was Neil Armstrong.
That's one small step for man.
Now the Smithsonian's National Air and Space Museum is launching a crowdfunding campaign to preserve the spacesuit Armstrong wore for that moonwalk. The museum aims to raise $500,000 on Kickstarter to save and digitize the aging spacesuit, plus build a climate-controlled display case for it, all in time for the 50th anniversary in 2019. I'm Matt Small.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.